And good morning. Thank you, John Paul, for giving me a splendid intro there. That was very nice of you to come into the radio station this morning and do that. Welcome to Health Essentials. I'm Dr. Morgan. The phone number here at the station is 903-586-5257. I want to share with you what I read. And, you know, this information, it might end up being somewhat beneficial to you. There are nutrients that your body can utilize when you eat a salad. And salads can be quite complex, and they can also be super, super simple. I did not say that iceberg lettuce has no nutritional value whatsoever, but usually it doesn't have a whole lot to go with. So when you take and you purchase greens like arugula and radicchio, and you put spinach leaves in there and kale, and you use the more darkly colored lettuces like the red lettuces and things like that, well, there's nutrients in there, and that's the way that God designed it. So what do you do when you're trying to get the nutrients from a salad? Do you eat it dry? No. In case you haven't heard this before, and of course this could be new information, that's fine, but I had not read this before, which I find fascinating. It's widely known among researchers that if you want to extract the nutrients from a salad, it's going to go really well for you if you put a salad dressing on there. Now, if I'm not mistaken, when we walk down the aisles of a grocery store and we look at the salad dressings they have on the shelf, the vast majority are soybean oil. That means they must press under high pressure and heat, and they probably use chemicals to extract the oil from soybeans. The other type of fats that I've seen safflower oil. I would say that's a pretty common one. I've even seen corn oil, but supposedly number one is going to be the soybean oil. Well, I came across this study. It came from the year 2012, which really wasn't that long ago, just seven short years. And it was from Purdue University. And so they asked the question, what type of oil on a salad yields the best extraction nutrients, whether it's a child eating the salad or a 103-year-old grandmother? I should have said a 103-year-old great-great-grandmother. Anyway, this is what blows my mind. When they compare olive oil to soybean oil, guess which one gets you the biggest bang for the buck and extracts the most nutrients? And this is the first time I've read this. You get 7 times more nutrients when you use olive oil over soybean oil. Now, in the game of life, I'm sure you're in this for the long haul. If you love to eat salads, if you love to eat vegetables, if you want to eat them raw, I would venture a guess if you want to make a smoothie, maybe a little bit of oil in it might help you extract more of the nutrients from it. So, olive oil, you extract 7 times more nutritional value that you can in turn transport and carry to your cells from your blood to your heart cell, to your brain cells, to your lungs and your liver and your kidneys. If you only use olive oil, how hard can that be? I can guarantee you what you can make in your own home is going to taste better than what you can get at the store anyway. If you ever read a label and it has the phrase natural flavors or natural flavoring, that's nothing other than code talk for MSG. That's what that means. Monosodium glutamate is a known toxin to the brain. If you have a loved one that has either dementia or Alzheimer's, memory loss, they are losing an edge cognitively, they cannot communicate the way they used to, they're forgetting things, they walk from one room to the other room, and they don't even know what they're doing in that room, even though they have this idea that they were going into the kitchen for something, but they have no recall. Well, MSG is probably the last thing that you want, even if you don't have any physical symptoms like, you know, a severe migraine headache. Well, you don't have to. Although it's very common that MSG can trigger a migraine headache just because it targets the neurological system of the body. If you make your own salad dressing out of olive oil, lemon juice, maybe coconut yogurt, if you don't have a problem with dairy products, you could get some Greek yogurt. You could add garlic to it, whatever you want, herbs, spices. It's your call. You can doctor it up however you want, and it's delicious. And the good news is, when you pour that over your salad bowl of mixed greens, you are extracting so much goodness from them. Now, I'm not really a mathematician. I can do math just fine if it's basic, simple math. But one of the classes, statistics, that can be kind of complicated. But I don't think this is complicated. If you pour olive oil over your salad, that means you're getting 700% more. That's what sevenfold or seven times means. 700%. So, sure, over a lifetime, you can use all the soybean oil you want. I can't stop you. I might be trying to influence you in a positive way right now. But if you just use olive oil, you extract more nutrients. I can tell you what the difference is going to be. When you're 80 years old, if you can still jog and run and work, and you can take care of yourself and drive a car and hold down a job and participate at church and go visit the shut-ins and take care of people that are in need and babysit and do everything that God puts in front of you, that's what happens if you use olive oil. If you don't want any of that, if you want to be very weak and feeble and frail when you're 80, then we'll go with soybean oil. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Just a moment. Let me step outside away from the radio.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
I have a question about, I eat an apple every day. Can you hear me okay?
I can, yeah. You eat an apple okay. Every day.
Yes, but they're getting to taste real nasty. I don't know what they're doing to the skins and all that anymore, but they don't taste good. So I look for apple juice so I could still get my nutrition. And I found pressed apple juice. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know the answer, but let me float this your direction. If you go into the grocery store and you buy a bottle of apple juice, it looks like it's clear liquid gold. Obviously, it's been filtered. And you can see right through it. It looks like, golden water, right?
Yeah, right.
There's another type of apple juice. It's called unfiltered apple juice. And so when you look at that, and sometimes it comes in these large glass bottles, jugs, I should have said, that are probably close to a gallon. And they usually have a little place in there where you can put your finger. It looks like something a moonshine would use. I'm just joking about that. But if you look at the unfiltered apple juice, it basically looks like rusted water. It's cloudy. It's murky. You look at the bottom of the glass jug, and it's like, oh, my goodness, what is all that dirty sediment doing in there?
Well, I shake it up so I can drink that sediment.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, guess which one has 400%, one of those apple juices has 400 times the nutrients compared to the other. You want to guess which one has 400 times nutrients?
Where do you find it? I mean,
the first, where do you live?
Well, out between Fairfield and Oakwood.
Oh, you're kind of far from Jacksonville, aren't you?
Quite a bit.
Well, next time you come to Jacksonville, go to a little healthy store called Breaking Bread. They sell it there. But if you go to
years it's been since I've been to Jacksonville? Well, Breaking Bread? What did you call that?
I can give you a reason to come to Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah?
That's where I'm located. But if you get the unfiltered apple juice, that is going to give you the biggest bang for the buck. I was erroneous. I'm sorry. I said 400 times the nutrition. What I meant to say was 400% more. That's, so, but that's still a pretty big deal. If you have 400% more, then that's better than the clear apple juice.
And it's expensive?
No, I don't think so. Yes, it costs more. I mean, a gallon jug might cost you like $8.
Oh.
But I mean, at the end of the day, what is your health worth? If you're drinking clear apple juice, you might as well just be drinking, I don't know, sugar water?
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. But it said pressed, and I thought, and then you just mentioned pressed oil.
Well, the idea of a press, it almost makes me use my imagination and think, okay, what do they mean, press?
Uh-huh.
All what they're talking about is a big hydraulic machine with big metal plates in it.
Uh-huh.
And once they close the door on it, this press hydraulically starts exerting tons of pressure because they're trying to squeeze every last drop.
Yeah.
You know what I would like to see? I want to go to the factory, and I want to see this huge container full of apples that are whole. And then I want to see how big they are once they press all the liquid out of them. They squeeze every drop out. It's probably like a thin sheet of paper.
That destroys the nutrition.
Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah. Okay, where did you say in Jacksonville?
Well, there's a small health food store here in Jacksonville called Breaking Bread.
Breaking Bread.
But where you live, do you ever go shopping over in Waco, Temple area?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, then they have a place there called Natural Grocer, and you can go in there, and they have that unfiltered apple juice. It looks like kind of a brownish tan rusted water.
Okay, yeah.
So well, if you're going to drink apple juice, you might as well do that. I don't even know over the years how many people I've told that have gallbladder problems, why don't we have a little bit of apple juice every day? But the apple juice that I usually recommend is that unfiltered kind where they try to leave all the nutrients in the sediment.
Right. Well, see, that's what I want to make sure that I'm not, you know, just because, I mean, the apples, I don't know what it is, but they don't taste good anymore.
Well, and, I can give you a clue. Most likely they were picked about a year earlier. And so you tell me, how long does a plant or a vegetable or fruit retain its value?
Yeah.
When it's fresh or when it's a year old?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just really old stuff at that point.
Okay, that's really what I want to know and tell you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm surprised I got through today. I usually can't get through.
Well, I'm glad you called. I'm glad to have a caller from Fairfield.
Yeah, right. Well, I thank you. And
you're welcome. I wish you the very best.
I'm in Waco.
There you go. Thank you for your phone call.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you would like to join me on the radio, there's a phone line open, 903-586-5257. Let me run this past you right here. To me, this is also, well, let's just kind of stick with that last caller's thoughts. Okay. we'll go to the phone lines first and I'll come back. Okie dokie. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I really like how you started your program off this morning with the olive oil thing.
You're going to do that, aren't you?
I am. I found a place up in Grapevine that sells olive oil. It's a company. It's actually called Grapevine Olive Oil Company. And they have infused olive oils and some balsamic vinegars. They have one called Gremolata, which I've used that on my salad, and it's absolutely wonderful, just as you said. But I'm wondering about these infused olive oils. Are they going to be okay to eat, or are they changing?
Sure, it'd be just fine. It's just infused with vinegar.
Okay.
That should be just fine.
So
I'm having a hard time believing it really tastes that great. I think probably you should bring a bottle by so I can personally test it to make sure it's safe for your own personal consumption. What do you think
about
that?
Quality control.
That's right.
I absolutely agree. Absolutely.
No, I think that's a beautiful infusion where they blend vinegar with olive oil together.
Okay.
Whoever thought that up was a genius.
I know, it wasn't me.
Oh, well, it sure wasn't me.
But I know where to go to get it.
Oh, good. Do they now, when they deliver that, is it in a glass bottle or is it in a tin?
No, it's in a glass bottle. It's a dark glass bottle.
Perfect.
And the great thing about this place is that you can take the bottle back. When you're done, just be sure and wash it really good, and they will refill it. They're not, it's not inexpensive, but it's well worth it.
Well, you do get what you pay for, correct?
That's true. That's very true. But you do get a little bit of a discount if you take your bottle back.
So when you say Grapevine, you're talking about right there at DFW Airport, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm heading that way after the show's over.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's a very small thing. It's like in the middle of the town, close to where the gazebo is. If you are familiar at all.
I am.
But mm-hmm. It's worth the drive. They have a lot, and a lot of balsamic vinegars, and I really recommend it.
So that is a taste you don't mind pouring on your greens, right?
At all.
Oh,
no.
Perfect.
And they have so many different flavors. There's a chipotle one. There's one that would be really good if you put it on your turkey before you cooked it, like for Thanksgiving. I think it's like a rosemary sage,
mushroomy, kind of course.
Something like that. Yeah, so just a lot of them.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's worth the trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for your phone call today. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Have a great one.
You too. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let me share this with you right here. Since we've actually, today's topic is going to be all about fruit. Okay, we started out with olive oil. That's a fruit, or it comes from a fruit. We talked about apples. That's a fruit. This right here is intriguing to me. So I want to give you an idea. Every so often, you're going to encounter somebody that has pain. You know, I'm sort of teasing about that. I shouldn't. Everybody hurts. If you have inflammation at an excessive level in your body, you're going to hurt. Something's going to hurt. And obviously, that's probably the number one reason why people go to doctors, is they have pain. Whether it's pain in both of your knees, or you have gout in your big toes, if your shoulders are aching, if you have chronic headaches, if your tummy hurts, all that's inflammation. And so, what do you do about that? Well, let me read this to you right here. This was a study that came from the year 2009, so that's 10 years ago. And to me, this is very intriguing. Now, when I read this to you, I mean, this is crazy nuts right here. In the year 2009, there was a group of 57 male and female runners. They took part in a study conducted by Oregon Health and Science University School of Medicine. And these 57 men and women, they were going to compete in Oregon's Hood to Coast Relay Race. And I'm guessing they mean from Mount Hood all the way over to the West Coast. That's crazy. It's a 200-mile course. 200 miles. That's probably why they could only find 57 people to do this with, is because everybody else would say, no way, Jose, that ain't going to happen. And so this is a challenging 200-mile course that traverses two mountain ranges. And what they did was, the runners in one group, they drank two glasses of what's called Montmorency cherry juice. And yes, you could probably say that would be a type of a cherry juice. It might be maybe just a little sour. It may not be exactly the most sweet, delicious beverage of all time like us Americans like. Sometimes when you eat or drink sour things, they're very, very good for you. But some people have an aversion to the stuff that's sour. Personally, I love lemons and limes, and I like them when they're sour. And I like things that are very tart and sour, but not everybody does. But the Montmorency cherries, just a little sour. So what they did was, the runners in one group, they drank two glasses of the Montmorency cherry juice. They drank one just before the race began. That might be kind of important to know. And they drank one glass of this Montmorency cherry juice during the race. Of course, I'm thinking to myself, they could have probably consumed 15 glasses of that stuff if it was a 200-mile race. And the volunteers in the other group, they consumed an equal amount of cherry-flavored drink. I don't know if that's called Powerade or Gatorade or whatever it was, or Kool-Aid. Yeah, it's probably Kool-Aid. When the race was over, the runners who drank the real cherry juice, they reported significantly less pain. A similar study showed that tart cherries can speed muscle recovery after exercise. And so I can think of people listening right now are going, excuse me, Dr. Morgan, but I'm not running all the way from Mount Hood over to the coast in Oregon this afternoon. I know that sounds like a great plan to, you know, cross 100 miles and mountain ranges. Now, I might run faster if Bigfoot were hot on the trail behind me. Do you think I could outrun him? Probably not. But if you're just a typical normal human being that's not like this ultra-endurance running type, which I would imagine very, very few people are, what if you have pain in your body? You got nothing to lose. It's called Montmorency cherries. Just maybe these cherries that are a little bit sour, they have a much higher nutritional profile than maybe, you know, something else. Anyway, if you'd like to join me on the radio, there is a phone line officially open at 903-586-5257. And there's a phone line open if you have a question or you want to make a comment. Now, this right here, you may know this, but then again, you may not know this. But I was reading about a type of an orange called a blood orange. And if you ever see one of those where they cut it in half and they show you the color of it, you're going, oh my goodness, it's the color of blood. Well, it's not really the color of blood, but compared to normal oranges, they sure look that way. And of course, they show that one of the reasons why they look that way is because they have a higher concentration of lycopene. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. I have something I wanted to ask you about. It's astaxanthin. It's an algae that is claimed to be a very high antioxidant. And I have a testimonial about it, so I haven't used it myself. But I wanted to tell you about it because I think it's such an amazing story.
Yeah, but somebody else has had an amazing result, right?
Yes, but it's verifiable, I believe. It's my sister and her husband's best friend. And, I would trust them with anything, any information that they had. And, of course, I'd love for you to check it out. I just wanted to tell you about it, that's all. It's a man that is 64 years old and came with a diagnosis of stage 4 prostate cancer. It's one of their best friends, and they've known all their lives. And he was a lifelong softball player. But when he came down with the prostate cancer, he had to stop playing softball. He went on this astaxanthin regimen, and within a few months, he started getting better. He didn't want to go through the surgeries and stuff, so he went on this, and within a couple of months, he started getting better, and he stayed on it to the point where he became free of the prostate cancer. And he is now back to playing softball and just normal.
Oh, that's great. I'm just curious, did his regimen upset the oncologist at all?
I imagine it did. I don't know.
Did he do anything else besides take the astaxanthin?
I don't think so. I think that was what he was told about it, and he just decided to do it. He believed it would, you know, help him. And
recall them saying that maybe he made any changes to his diet or lifestyle, or was that pretty much the only thing that he said, okay, I'm going to do one thing different, I'm going to take the astaxanthin?
Well, I can't be sure of that, but I can sure check that out with my sister and her husband.
I know he didn't want to have surgery or anything, so he went this direction, and he is fine now. He's,
you mean to tell me the body can heal if given half a chance? That's a crazy thought. I love it. I'm gonna devote my life to studying that idea from here on out.
Well, it's just an algae. Isn't that amazing? The astaxanthin is an algae. So,
well, it comes from an algae. Yeah.
Yes. It comes from an algae. Yeah. And so anyway, I have a brochure on it, and it's also recommended just for, I guess, prevention as well as, you know, for a disease. I mean, it's supposed to be, it claims to be the highest antioxidant that there is, but of course, it's a company that produces this, so I don't, you know, I don't know the truth of all that. I just know the testimonial is true because my sister and brother-in-law have known this guy all his life and very good friends with him.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah. So I just wondered if you've ever heard of the
Oh, yes, ma'am. I can almost envision in my mind right now using my, I don't really have a vivid imagination, but like other people, but I can see people out in canoes right now in the in the bays out there off the West Coast trying to scoop up this algae.
Well, I don't know if we would know which one is the right one.
Well, it would be an algae that grows in salt water.
Oh.
You know, and for all I know, maybe there's a company along the coast that has access to the Pacific Ocean, and they're using the water to kind of harvest or grow them. I don't really, I can't make a comment as to where they get it from right now.
Right, I couldn't either. The company name that I'm familiar with is Valasta, V-A-L, and then capital A-S-T-A. Valasta is the company name, but that produces it. So that's all, you know, I don't know.
I think
know.
That's owned by Frankie Valli. I made that up. I'm joking.
I know. Well, I just thought I would mention
No, I'm
that.
Glad you called. That's so nice of you, and that's very encouraging. And, you know, anytime that I hear the term stage 4 prostate cancer, I think, oh, yeah. My goodness, it's spread
too.
From the... And, you know, technically, and this is not meant to be a downer for today's topic or today's program, but when you have a cancer that spreads from its original location to the brain and the lungs and the bones and the liver, usually the treatments they offer are just about worthless.
Yes.
So this is very encouraging. So... Mm-hmm. And actually, you know what I would guess? That because of the very, very high antioxidant content of the astaxanthin, that was able to probably upregulate the function of his immune system, at being able to turn the tide against the cancer. So this is a phenomenal story. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just thought I would...
I'm glad you called. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It is so thoughtful of you. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
I hope you have a really good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, now let me pick up where I left off. That's a cool story, though. See, you don't want to underestimate the value of giving your body what it needs to function. And your body has got to have antioxidants. You know, that is technically one of the theories of aging that's been around for a while. It's called the antioxidant theory. And it says basically, you know, every day that you're alive, you're going to come in contact with free radicals, and they're going to damage you. If you don't have antioxidants, that's one of the reasons why smoking cigarettes is so damaging. I'm sorry, it took me a while to get that button pushed. Hi, welcome to the program.
Your brilliance outshines the sun.
That is not true, but thank you for the nice words.
Absolutely.
I'm just like you, though. I think this is, you know, for me, none of what I do all day long is work. It's more like fun.
Yes, sir.
So, anyway, but thank you very much for your kind words.
You're hitting the nail on the head. Two and a half weeks ago, you were telling somebody with a neuropathy problem about cayenne.
I don't really remember that. I don't remember that. No, sorry.
As much knowledge as you retain in that head of yours, and you don't remember that.
Well, what is that? Well, just refresh my memory. I said neuropathy, and I mixed it with cayenne. So
yeah, you said there was. you got really technical about the P factor and it blocking the something to the nerve.
So did you make your own salve out of cayenne, or did you go buy some capsaicin P and rub it on there?
No, I just started taking the capsules.
Oh, you mean internally?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah.
What I was starting to get was, and I don't know what it's called. I researched it, and they claim there's nothing you can do about it. It's an age thing with some men. I was getting the pins and needles set you on fire feeling.
We'll call that a neuropathy. How about that?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And right above my left eye and around my forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, not all the time, they said that, like, if the wind hits you there, you'd feel it.
And
if I turned over on my left side on my pillow, you'd feel it, you know, for just a second or two. But it was excruciating for the second or two.
Oh, my goodness.
And, of course, I'm, you know, getting more worried about it. You said that a capsaicin would take 2 weeks, and it was almost 2 weeks to the day. It's not there anymore.
I think I said 3 weeks, to be honest with you. But that's great. That's great.
Now it's going to come back for a week.
You mean I jinxed you? I take that back, then. It's exactly 2 weeks. I'm glad your body decided to cooperate and listen to what I said.
Well, I'm telling you, it worked.
Good.
I mean,
you know what I love about this story is you heard of something that might give you some hope or promise of healing, and you jumped all over that action and you took action. That's called faith, buddy.
Well, and I've not been to the doctor very often, none in my life, and I'm 60 something years old. But you know, this was an old age type of thing, they said, and it said, all the research I said, there's nothing you can do about it. You could possibly have surgery to cut the nerves, you know.
But you didn't do any of that. You just took the cayenne pepper in a capsule form orally. You swallowed it,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. And okay. They're making some cayenne now that's called cool cayenne. And it's run through a process where you can take it and it won't burn your gut, you know, that burning feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got some of that at the Breaking Bread store, which has changed hands now, you know.
And I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
No, I know about that. I'm just joking.
I know you did, but you can go in there now.
Well, good. That's good.
I mean, and feel welcome, because I was bragging about you just yesterday. Matter of fact, I was telling the owner, who is a karate type guy.
Oh, I know. He cornered me the other day, and he said, this is could go the easy way or go the hard way. And I said, I like easy. I like easy. Okay.
he's a good man.
Oh, he's the best guy of all time.
As he was explaining to me about some kind of a deal he does with veterans with it's like a TENS machine, but they put it on your head.
It's microcurrent neurofeedback.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was back there showing me that, and we got talking, and I got to tell him about this neuropathy thing that I had. And he said, well, he's got some neuropathy, too, because of all of his, where he's been beat up in different places. And I told him about that, and I said, man, you got to try it. And I said, y'all sell the stuff, and being you own the store, you can probably just go pick you up a bottle.
Yeah, but his problem is when he goes to the cash register, if he doesn't bring his discount card with him, he doesn't get the 10% off.
Well, I told him, I said, I mean, you own the store, surely you get a discount.
Oh, okay, yeah, I forgot about that small detail. But you know what you've done this morning, though? You have probably encouraged a whole bunch of people that say...
That's why I did it, because, I mean, dude, I wouldn't bother calling in if it didn't work.
You're
a good
feedback.
Christian man, and I call myself a good Christian. I know I know Christ, but you are a godsend, and it absolutely worked. And I told my wife, I said, you know, Dr. Morgan said, sometimes I forget your name when I call you Dr. Gomer, but she knows who I'm talking about.
Dr. Gomer, thanks. That was special. Go ahead.
I thought you'd like that.
Well, Well, golly.
But anyway, I told her, I said, he said it'd take about 2 weeks.
Well, that's great. There's got to be somebody that's listening that says, you know, my foot doesn't feel right or my arm doesn't feel right. So what have they got to lose?
Yeah, I guess you were telling the lady about making salve.
Well, and the truth is, and see, I'm so tickled to hear by what you're saying. You took it internally. You got a great result. But
well,
there's going to be some
salve part.
Well, and you can buy a tube, or you can buy a little tub or a jar of cayenne pepper salve. It's applied topically, which, you know, the skin is absolutely the largest organ system in the body.
Yeah.
You know what I thought of just now? What did Satan do to Job to really stick it to him big time? He went after his skin, didn't he?
Yeah, he gave him balls and
I don't
swords.
Think there's many things that can make a person miserable like having something going on with their skin.
That's right.
Yeah, but you can apply it topically to the skin.
I never did understand what this neuropathy thing was. It feels like somebody's splashing lighter fluid on you and setting it on fire.
Oh, that's horrible. I just hate that.
For about, you know, a second and a half. And then it'd go away. But, yeah. You know, you wouldn't know when it would return. And if if I rolled the window down when I was driving down the road in this truck and that wind hit that side, I'd get it every time. Research I said that I read said it would do that. So whatever it is, I don't know. You said that it was that something in the capsation blocked the message.
That's right.
Ever sent the message to the brain to make this hurt.
Or maybe if I'm being low tech, I would say it would help heal that. So way to go, man.
Well, I'm gonna take it. You know, as long as I can remember.
That's right. Well, good job. Sir. Thank you so much for your phone call. You're very kind.
Yes, sir.
All right, have a good day, buddy.
Okay, buddy. Bye.
Bye-bye. The phone line is once again open at 903-586-5257. You're listening to KBJS FM 90.3. This program's Health Essentials. I'm your host, Dr. Morgan. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Dr. Morgan, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm good. I haven't been there since last fall.
All right.
And I had a question for you. I have stage 4 prostate cancer, metastasized to the bone. And I've heard you say that you shouldn't take glutathione.
No. I didn't say that.
Okay.
No, glutathione is actually, if we talk about maybe one of the greatest antioxidants that the human body manufactures that you make on your own, it's glutathione.
Okay.
So it's an amino acid that's based with or mixed with sulfur. But if I said don't take glutathione, I was completely wrong. What I may have said is don't take glutamine.
Okay. That's why I was wondering, because when I take it, I feel much better.
Oh, no, keep taking it, yeah.
Okay, well, that's excellent.
If I'm not mistaken, if we looked at all the vegetables that are available at the store to eat, I think asparagus probably has the highest amount of glutathione. And there have been studies, I'm not trying to confuse you, but you know how, like, if you cook spinach in a pan of boiling water and you take the spinach out and eat it, what does the water look like after you take the spinach out?
Well, it's green.
Exactly. And so you probably have 4 times more nutrients and antioxidants in the water than you do in the spinach once it's boiled. But they've shown the same thing is true with asparagus. So if you took your fresh asparagus and you cooked it in a pan of water, I would not throw that water out.
I drink it.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm referring to.
Any of the greens, broccoli or anything, I save the juice and drink it.
But when you eat things like kale and Brussels sprouts, but especially asparagus, they have very potent anti-cancer properties. And with prostate cancer that's metastasized, you need those sulfur-rich, you know, nutrient bonds. And so that's what glutathione is. Glutathione is probably just about the most potent nutrient that your body can manufacture.
Okay, well, I must have misunderstood.
Oh, well, sorry for that. I probably confused you. Sorry about that.
Well, I eat all the high sulfur foods and everything I read.
Yes, yes, exactly.
That glutathione was good. And I thought, well, I got to be sure before I do. But by the way, I haven't been back to see you because I'm doing so good. And I don't know if you remember or not, but I'm the one that my PSA reading was 1900.
It might as well have been 19 million.
Exactly. You know, and the first thing the doctors recommended was going to MD Anderson and doing all their chemo. And
I'm so proud of you, Gary. That's
I told them, I said, I don't live that way and I don't believe that way. I'm going to trust God and I'm going to trust the nature He created. He created this body and I'm going with that.
I have one question to ask you before you go.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a mushroom called a red chanterelle? That's our inside joke. Nobody else knows that. All right. But I think you and I had a conversation that when you're trying to help the immune system function better, mushrooms can be fabulous at helping your immune system do its job, which is to seek out and search and destroy any cells that don't belong there, like a cancer cell.
Right.
I didn't tell you what happened, did I?
No.
When you brought me those red chanterelles, I ate all of them. And when I got to the, I had to give a talk that night. This was probably back in October. And for some strange reason, I felt just a little bit loopy. I don't know. And I told this group of women, I said, you know, this guy just picked a whole bunch of wild mushrooms for me out in the woods, and I ate them. I'm feeling a little dizzy. I just laughed and laughed. Anyway.
Well, they are more potent than the yellow ones, for sure.
Well, those are the ones I ate, was the red chanterelle that you brought me.
They are good.
Hey, thanks,
well,
Gary.
I wanted to let you know, my PSA started out in 1900. I went with all natural diet. It dropped to 97. And then I saw you, and it's been dropping ever since.
Oh, good man.
The last three have been normal. I'm down to 2.5.
Look at you, from 1,900 all the way down to 2.
Exactly.
Woo. Way to go, Gary. You're an inspiration. You got to be sure and tell your wife I said hello, all right?
Okay, I'll do that.
Good deal.
I appreciate the program.
Oh, I appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for calling. Call anytime.
All right. Bye-bye. I'll get back with you.
Sounds like a winner. I don't know if you really caught what he said. But a PSA is a very specific test that a doctor will use to evaluate the condition of a man's potential for having prostate cancer. But did you hear what he said? 1900? That's just unreal. And so without using drug treatments, he's down to 2. Or did he say 2.5? Oh my goodness. Doesn't that just blow your mind? Okay. This topic, I'm just going to try to make it very, very simple. If you go in the grocery store and your kids say, Mom, I think that I do not want to eat orange cupcakes or orange Pop-Tarts or orange-flavored donuts or orange cookies or popsicles or orange sherbet. What I really think I want, Mom, is an orange. I want to start getting real here, Mom, because I realize I need to be strong and healthy. I know that conversation doesn't take place. But when you look at an orange and you ask the question, okay, what is the part of the orange that actually is the most nutritious? Is it the pulp? Is it the juice? Is it the outer part of the skin, which technically when people peel the skin off, I don't think I see people eat that. If you wanted to dry it and then put it in a cup of tea and pour hot water over it, sure, you can make an herbal tea. And you extract some of the polyphenols and the flavonoids from the skin of the orange, which is a good deal. But the greatest part of the nutrition, where all the phytonutrients are and all the elements that help your cells function at a great level, guess where that comes from? That comes from what's called the pith. That's that spongy white stuff in between the membranes and on the inside. You know, you're just like me. You watch people eat oranges where they just peel that white stuff off. And they just toss it and throw it away. No, don't do that. So that white spongy covering that covers the individual slices or the wedges of the orange, you want that. Oh, boy, do you want that. Now, I didn't know this, but the scientific name for that white pith is called the albedo. I'm sure you've heard that term. I haven't. But, you know, I'm like you are. We're learning. Sometimes learning together. The albedo is really rich in a substance called pectin, and it has a super high concentration of what are called flavonoids. Yes, it has just a little bit of a slightly bitter flavor. I don't think it's bad. It might be a little bit dry compared to eating the orange slice, which would be juicy and delicious. And because it has a little bit of a slightly bitter flavor and kind of a dry texture, that may not be as attractive to chew up, but I don't want you to toss it from here on out. I know that's one of the reasons why people just remove it and they get rid of it, but don't. You need that. All these small things that you do can lead to a huge difference as you age. And so what if you're that rare 1% out of 1,000 that's 80 years old and you look like you're 60 and you can function at a high level? Well, how much do you value your health? So do not throw that away. So when you buy orange products and orange fruit cups and orange juice, a lot of times that's what they do is they just totally peel that stuff out. They actually use a chemical treatment on it, which I hate. But they're trying to degrade and remove the pith or the albedo, which makes it easier for them to kind of juice it and process it. But consuming the pith is really good for your health. According to one study I came across, a navel orange that has some of the albedo or the pith that's left on the segments, it has 400 milligrams of phytonutrients per serving. When all of the white tissue is removed or the pith, it only has 100 milligrams. So you tell me, you get so many more nutrients that your body is desperate for. Hey, we're living in America. Everyone, not everyone, but I'm going to say that probably 99% of the population, they're eating boatloads of processed foods that have no nutrients. These foods are produced at a factory with one goal in mind. Let's give them a long shelf life. But an orange, you've got the pith. Eat that white, slightly bitter, dry, spongy stuff and see if your health improves. So the next time you peel an orange, leave as much of that white pith or the albedo as you can without compromising the pleasure that the orange gives you. Even those membranes, you've seen people peel those membranes off the orange to make them look, you know, beautiful. I saw a picture of a sal the other day with grapefruit. It looked gorgeous. But if you can leave the white membranes on there, yeah, that's what you want. Okay. If you want to join me on the radio, there is a phone line open at 903-586-5257. If you do not, I'm going to read to you about red raspberries. I meant to say black raspberries. Probably some people call them blackberries. Anyway, that's actually, they're native to North America. They're not really transplants. I don't even think they came from Europe or from Poland or Yugoslavia. I was thinking about what my son said. He's a quarter Polish. But anyway, good morning and welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi, it's me back again.
Oh.
It occurred to me that you said now these apples are not tasting good because they're picked early and...
Well, just a year and a half earlier.
Okay, but what about the apples they use in the juice?
Well, that's the whole deal, is they have to juice them pretty quick, I think. I'll have to research that, but I think that's the way they do it.
Okay. Oh, and I'm sorry. I'll let you get back to the black raspberry.
No problem. Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I don't know if you know this or not, but they've actually discovered some potential anti-cancer properties to blackberries or black raspberries. And let me think right here. Where did I find this? Okay, I'm reading from a journal. extracts of the black raspberries. They have been shown in animal studies to prevent colon and esophageal cancer. Okay? And I realize we're human beings, but we're mammals also. I know it sounds really cruel, but I would rather them test, cancer treatments on rats than I would human beings. Anyway, this to me is very interesting. I don't want to exaggerate the findings. You know, I think that's one of the things that I deal with on a daily basis is you have all these companies producing nutritional products. And a lot of times they do their very best to exaggerate how effective they are. I know because I read the ads myself and I'm going, that's probably not going to be exactly as great as what you're... I mean, it's good, but they can go over the top just to for the purpose of trying to increase sales. Well, you know all that. Okay. There was a human study done from Ohio State University. And let me see who's the lead investigator. His name is Gary Stoner, PhD. This was done in 2007. There was a research project that involved 25 patients with newly diagnosed colorectal cancer. I know a lot of times that when doctors look at studies like this, they say to themselves, 25 patients, that means nothing. That is not a big enough group of people, but just, you know, hear me out. You kind of decide for yourself. You're smart. These are 25 people that had colorectal cancer. It may be really hard to come across 5,000 people with colorectal cancer at the University of Ohio State. So, during the weeks leading up to their scheduled surgeries, now these were people that were scheduled to have surgery to remove the cancerous tumors, right? Okay. These volunteers, they consumed a daily dose of 60 grams of freeze-dried black raspberry powder. So evidently they took the fresh raspberries. I don't know any more than what I'm telling you. I'm just guessing. And they put them in a food dehydrator, probably at a low temperature with a fan blowing. Try to get the water out of it, and they probably ground them up and they gave it to somebody. I don't know how they gave it to them. Maybe they told them, here's a Vitamix blender, put a half a banana in there and throw in this raspberry powder and we'll add some unfiltered apple juice. I don't know what they did, but as long as they got it in, that's all that matters. So they took 60 grams of freeze-dried black raspberry powder. Oh, it says freeze-dried. Sorry. It didn't say dehydrate, but you know what I mean. So, when the patient's tumors were removed, the researchers discovered that consuming the berries had slowed the growth rate of the cancer cells and the blood vessels that were supplying them. Now, I find that intriguing. Now, the fact that the patients had been consuming the berry extract for only 2 to 4 weeks, to me, that makes these findings even more remarkable. They didn't have 6 months to try them, or 4 months. No. They gave it to them for 2 weeks, and then they removed the tumors, and they said, oh my goodness, look at this. The aggressive angiogenesis, or the blood supply that's feeding the tumors, got smaller. The tumors began to shrink. Oh my goodness, I love this. Anyway, so what I want you to consider is, there is tremendous power in nutrients that God Himself has made for us. Now, I came across this right here. It comes from the year 2012. It was a review of research in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry. I can promise you that's a journal that I haven't purchased. You know what's maddening to me? I have seen many journals and textbooks that I want to buy, but I'm not paying $600 for a year prescription subscription to one of these scientific journals. That's just too much. And these college textbooks that cost $300 a pop, there is no way. Anyway, I kind of hope those days are coming to an end where a college student can go into the bookstore and say, oh, this is the required biology book. I would like to pay $25 for that instead of $250. That's just... Yes, if I can go buy one of those used, you know what I'm doing. In this study, in this review of the research from the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry, all they're saying is that the antioxidants that are found in these blackberries reduce brain inflammation. Well, that's incredible. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan.
How are you?
I'm good. What can somebody do to boost thyroid health?
Did you say thyroid?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you the things that totally mess the thyroid up first, okay?
Yes, sir.
If a person is using a nonstick frying pan to cook eggs in, that's going to have a boatload of fluoride in it. So every time you cook something in a nonstick pan of any kind, or you use a plastic spatula, you're basically poisoning your thyroid.
Okay.
So what you do is you switch to cast iron or stainless steel or glassware, but don't use anything nonstick, because that literally destroys the thyroid of a woman.
Okay.
The foods that are probably going to be the very best for the thyroid are going to be things like blueberries and cherries and raspberries. One of my favorite supplements of all time is made from calf thyroid. It's called Thytrophin PMG. But what I want to submit to you is that may be a substance that tends to feed and nourish the thyroid and help it to regain its ability to function better. So you have that right there.
Say that again. Mention that again.
Okay, there's a supplement. It's called Thytrophin PMG. PMG stands for protomorphogen glandular. But they get that extract from a calf thyroid, from a cow. These are cow parts. But when a person swallows it or they take it as a supplement, well, guess which gland in the body it targets? It targets the thyroid. And so anything to do exactly what your request is, which is reasonable, what can we do to bolster the thyroid? That would do it. One of the ways that you could know that thyroid's not working so well is before you get out of bed in the morning, you just take your temperature. If your temperature is 98.6 degrees when you measure it, you're probably in good shape. But what if your temperature is 96.92 degrees? That might be an indication that your thyroid is pretty sluggish. I think the thyroid requires selenium and zinc. You can get selenium from Brazil nuts. You can get zinc from either a supplement. You can actually get selenium from a supplement also. But when you eat more of a whole foods diet, you are really helping your thyroid function better. Out of all the foods I've ever seen, I think that wheat, modern genetically modified wheat that's sprayed with Roundup, that is brutal to the thyroid. And so if you eat real food that God has made for us, your thyroid's going to come back online again. The other thing that the studies are showing, the more that I read this, I become really impressed with the data, is a lot of times people have these chronic viral issues. It could be mono. It could be the Epstein-Barr virus. These are things that are brutal on the thyroid. So if you're not sure what's going on, if you went to a doctor and said, could you please test me for Epstein-Barr? If it comes back that you're positive, then I'd say, oh, my word, I think we've unlocked the mystery. So if we can get rid of the Epstein-Barr, we can get rid of the thyroid problems. But unfortunately, we're all out of time for today. So could you call back next week, pretty please?
Yes, thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a wonderful Saturday. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You are listening to KBJS FM 90.3, Jacksonville, Tyler Longview.